Welcome to At the Library with your host, Diane Barker, local author and conference speaker. For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com.
Lynette Eason is the best-selling, award-winning author of over 50 books, including the Women of Justice series, the Deadly Reunion series, the Hidden Identity series, the Elite Guardian series, and the Blue Justice series. She writes for Revell and for Harlequin's love-inspired suspense line. Her books have appeared on the Christian Booksellers Association, Evangelical Christian Publishers Association, and Publishers Weekly bestseller list. She's a member of American Christian Fiction Writers, Mystery Writers of America, and International Thriller Writers. She has won several awards, including 3 American Christian Fiction Writer Awards, the Inspirational Reader's Choice Award, the Sela Award, and the Christian Retailing Best 2017 Award. The movie Her Stolen Past, based on Lynette's novel with the same title, aired February 2, 2018, on the Lifetime Movie Network. Lynette is a graduate of the University of South Carolina and has a master's degree in education from Converse College. She began her teaching career in the public school classroom and has since moved to teaching at conferences all over the country. She often speaks at women's conferences and retreats, but her first love is teaching writing. Lynette lives in Simpsonville, South Carolina, with her husband and is the mother of 2 grown children. Lynette, welcome to At the Library.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, please tell us how you got started writing.
Well, I think it's just kind of been a process. I've always enjoyed writing, and I would rather do a writing assignment than a multiple choice test any day of the week. In school, I used to make up stories and do creative writing kind of things. But then later, after I got out of school, I was a stay-at-home mom. My husband traveled a lot, and I was lonely. And I just decided one day, you know what, I've always wanted to write a book. I'm going to see if I can actually do it. So I sat down at my computer and started tapping out this story that will never see the light of day because it's horrible. But it was definitely the start of a journey that has brought me to where I am today. I kind of got bitten by the bug when I started doing that story. So it's a good thing.
Well, what was your first published book?
The first published book was Lethal Deception. It was published by Love Inspired Suspense in 2007. But my first book with Revell was Too Close to Home, and it released in 2010.
Well, where do you get your ideas for plot and characters?
Oh, ideas are everywhere. No one and nothing is safe. I might see something on the news or television series I might read another book and think, oh, that's a great story, but what if I put a different spin on it, and created different characters? But I always start with the question, what if? I might see a great character in a movie and decide to create a character kind of similar to that, but again, putting my own spin on it and putting them into a world that only, I came up with. So, and sometimes it's just pure imagination.
I read somewhere that you develop your plot and characters by brainstorming with friends sometimes. Tell us more about that.
I do. I have a great group of friends, most of whom write in the same genre I do. We try to get together about once a year at some Airbnb somewhere to brainstorm our next stories. And over the course of about 3 days, I guess, we'll brainstorm 6 or 7 different stories. Of course, COVID kind of interrupted 2020, but we're hoping that maybe next year we'll be able to get together again. But we do use Zoom, and we are often email just to stay in touch and keep up with the brainstorming. So, we'll just throw something out. Okay, I have this character, I have this location, I have this kind of sort of idea of a situation and a theme. All right, help me put something together. And then everybody will start throwing out their ideas, and from all of the ideas that get thrown into the pot, I can usually put together a story, which is really cool.
Yes. Well, your new release, Hostile Intent, is a gripping story. I could hardly put it down. And as a writer myself, I know you love hearing those words from readers. Tell our listeners what this book is about.
Yes, I do love hearing those words. Absolutely. Okay, so this book, Hostile Intent, we have the characters Ava Jackson and Caden Denning. Ava entered the military shortly after high school, and she's pretty much made a career out of it. But her mom is sick, and she has requested an early discharge. Her father died while she was deployed, and she has decided that there's no way she's going to lose her mom and let her mom die alone. So she comes home, and then she's been caring for her mom, and her mom's in an assisted living nursing home facility. And one night, she's attacked when she's coming out of that nursing home. But Caden Denning, a special agent with the FBI, he's investigating murders of families, and he finds a clue that connects Ava to the murder. So he and Ava have to figure out what in the world is going on before the killer catches up with them. So that's kind of the story in a nutshell.
Oh, wow. Yes. Well, you have written several series, and I'm wondering, is Hostile Intent, or will it become part of a series?
Oh, yeah. Hostile Intent is actually book four in the series. So Collateral Damage is book one. Acceptable Risk is book two. Active Defense is book three. And then Hostile Intent wraps it all up.
Well, I can see this book as a movie. Do you plan to bring it to the big screen?
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely?
Yes.
Oh, I would love that. As of right now, there's nothing in the works for that. I know my agent pitches the stories quite often to possible movie producers and that kind of thing. So that's neat. So who knows? It may get picked up one day.
Well, I hope so. Will you creatively and subtly weave your Christian faith into your writing? Tell us how you came to faith in Christ.
You know, I feel like I've loved Jesus all my life. Honestly, I grew up in a wonderful Christian home with parents that loved the Lord and instilled that love in me. And, you know, when I was 8 years old, I made a profession of faith and was baptized. But, you know, it really wasn't until I was in college and I really had, you know, to make some choices. Okay. Which path am I going to take? Am I going to stay on the path and follow the Lord, or, you know, what am I going to do? And so, I chose to stay on the path and follow the Lord. and I made that choice. I rededicated my life to Him. And, I just love Him so much. And I just pray that all that I do really glorifies Him and that readers see that in the stories.
Well, what is the greatest challenge you face as a writer?
I'm going to have to say just time. I could always find something to do with my time. And, I love to write. I love my family, and you can never get time back. And so it's balance, I guess, time and balance. Balance, making sure that I'm spending the time that my family needs with them, that quality time, and quantity as well. And then making sure that I'm working and doing what my publishers paid me to do.
Well, Lynette, although I've known your name for a very long time, I did not realize for one thing, how successful you have been. 50 books now, that's pretty amazing. And the most amazing thing that I have just learned is that you have done this in spite of hearing impairment. Would you mind to tell us how you lost your hearing and how you have managed to be so successful in spite of that?
Hearing loss actually runs in my family. My mom and her brother and my grandmother were all very hard of hearing, deaf. I guess I was 17 and I was singing in the choir and I was singing flat. I kept like, and the director kept saying, "You're singing flat." I'm like, "Well, turn the music up. I can't hear it."
Oh.
And so because of his awareness that, the hearing loss in my family, my mom took me to get my hearing checked. And sure enough, I had lost enough to, that had made a difference in things. And I got my first set of hearing aids when I was 17. And then I went to college, and the hearing loss was just kind of mild to moderate. It wasn't that bad. So I was able to do college fairly normally. It gradually got worse, you know, but it wasn't until it was February 24th, 2020, that I lost another big chunk of it. And that time it kind of rocked me a little bit. So I qualified for a cochlear implant, but with COVID and everything, I decided not to do it. Yes, I may at some point in the future, I'm not sure. I got another set of hearing aids, and I do fairly well with a speech-to-text app on my phone with phone calls, and Zoom has closed captions that you can use. And, you know, technology today is just really, really amazing. But I do speech read. I can speech read like crazy for some reason. I just am gifted with that, being able to read lips. I don't get everything, but I do get enough to put everything into context, and I make some good guesses sometimes. You know, like about what people are saying. So, but yeah, so that's pretty much my hearing situation in a nutshell.
Well, I wondered if you would speak to those in our audience who might be dealing with a large difficulty like this. Goodness, this would certainly impact your life mightily, since you do teach at writers' conferences and speak for other conferences and retreats. So just share your optimism and your faith that has helped you to just continue your life in spite of this.
Well, you know, like I said, I've loved Jesus for a long time, and everything that I do is for Him. And I'm not saying I, you know, wouldn't wish things different if it could be, but you know what, God's got me, and I just have to trust and lean on Him that, you know, that this is, works into His plan somehow, and I'm okay with that.
Great. Well, now, are you working on a new book, or do you have another one coming out soon?
Yeah, I'm always working on something. book one in the next series is called Life Flight. It comes out in January of 2022. And then I'll have three more in that series that will come out after that.
How are you able to accomplish so much? So this would be what, at least two books per year? Is that your average?
Sometimes I've written as many as four books a year because I also write for Love Inspired. And how do I accomplish so much? I guess I just, I work hard really. And I just have a wild imagination that looks good on paper.
Yes, it does. Lynette Eason, author of Hostile Intent, thank you so much. It's been a joy visiting with you today.
For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email us at whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com. For more information about the host, Diane Barker, visit dianebarker.com. Join us again next time for At the Library.